bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
As I said, Josh has been downstairs doing a little bit of work with the people on the street. This is a little bit of what he came up with.
It's that time of the year once again. It's the AFL Grand Final between the Western Bulldogs and the Sydney Swans. I'm down here on Bourke Street Mall. Let's see if we can find some Doggies or Swans supporters to talk to. I'm here with Luke, Mel and Josh. They are donned in Western Bulldogs gear. Guys, how are you feeling about today?
Very excited.
Yeah, you nervous?
No, not really. No, confident. Quietly confident.
Very good. How do you feel about the whole of Australia backing you, except if you're a Swans supporter?
Well, I think they deserve it after 62 years.
Yep.
1961, we got to a grand final, didn't we? Yeah.
I've got Trish and Mari here, and first question I have to ask is, what's going on with the hair? It looks like you've squirted a bit of toothpaste on your hair.
Oh,
red, white and blue.
We thought we'd have a bit of fun because we have waited, well, I've waited all my lifetime to go to a grand final and this is it. I'm going to make the most of it.
This is your first grand final.
My first ever. Oh. Ever.
Nervous.
Yeah, very nervous.
Very nervous.
Did you think you could make it this far?
No. No. Not this year.
Excitement.
Yeah, so that's how you're feeling? Is it more nervous or more excited?
Both. A bit of both.
Yeah.
We don't know what to feel.
This is a brand new experience for us. We've got no idea.
Well, I think the whole country's behind you guys. If you're not a Sydney supporter, the whole country's behind you guys. Do you think that'll help the boys?
I don't know. I just hope that they don't get nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope that they don't.
I think the noise at the ground will be awesome.
Yeah.
And that might help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, your team's been famous for their awesome banners this year. If you could make up a banner for the grand final, what do you think would be on it?
Oh, my God. I can't think of anything off the top of my head except go Doggies.
Yes.
Go.
It'll work.
Stick it up them.
Stick it up them.
I think that'd be it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
old Teddy Whitten.
Be with John and Val. I had to stop you guys on the street because you're in Brisbane gear. Can I ask you why you're dressed up in Brisbane gear?
We just love our footy and
we follow the Brisbane Lions.
Perfect. All right. So you guys from Brisbane or you're from Melbourne?
Cairns. Yeah.
So you've come all the way down here to Melbourne for the grand final. Have you got a seat in the ground? Or are you watching?
Yeah, we sure have.
Yep. And who are you going? You got to go for one team. Who are you going to go for?
Probably go for the Bulldogs.
Yep. How come the Bulldogs?
Because my son plays. Also, my son plays for them in Cairns.
Oh, really?
He plays for a team called Bulldogs.
If the Sydney team could hear you right now, what do you think your message would be to the boys?
Nah, just play hard. They've been the last few weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And did you go to the grand final last time the Swans were in it?
No.
So this is your first time. First time in Melbourne for the Sydney grand final?
Yeah.
I'm here with Simon and Darcy, Swans supporters. Are you guys down from Sydney?
We are, yeah, Penrith. From Penrith in Sydney, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And is this your first time down in Melbourne for the grand final?
It is.
Very exciting. Yeah. So whereabouts are you sitting?
Nosebleed section, but anywhere's a good seat today.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. So how do you feel about all of Australia against the Sydney Swans?
I don't think that's right.
we're definitely in Victoria, I think.
Oh, I didn't notice it yesterday. We went to the grand final parade and I thought it was an even spread of supporters.
Oh,
and
very good.
The Doggy supporters were nice and we were nice back to them. Whether that'll be like that today, I'm not sure.
They are here with Scott and his two kids. They are in, they're blinding me with their red and white Sydney gear. Are you down here from Melbourne or?
Tassie.
You're from Tassie. Sydney Swans supporter in Tassie.
Yep.
So who do you think is going to take out the Norm Smith today?
Luke Parker,
okay. And so you're not going to the game. Couldn't get a ticket. No, yeah, I know the feeling. So where are you going to be watching the match?
Federation Square. I'm here with Joel. He is true blue, red and white Sydney Swans. Now, you've got a mate. I try to ask him some questions as well. He's run away. He's a Western Bulldogs supporter. Why did he run away?
I don't really know him, but, you know, just...
I don't know him. I'm here with Debbie and Julie, Sydney Swans gear, top to bottom. Now, where did you guys meet? Because Debbie, you're from Melbourne and Julie are from Sydney. How did you meet?
We met at the game one day and on Facebook, and we've just become really good friends. And Julie comes down to Melbourne a lot and I go to Sydney and we catch up with each other, and we even fly to Perth to
meet up with another friend. Yeah, yeah. He's also over here for the game.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad, you said Facebook was a waste of time.
Just play to your, you know, just play your best game ever. You're on the big, you know, at the big dance today, and just give it all you got, and we're proud of you.
Just do what you've been doing. Come out firing from the first bounce. Don't let the Bulldogs in, and we'll be behind you loud and proud. And I'm going to start crying. And I'd love to give them all a big hug.
Yes.
Perfect.
We all lose. Yeah, we're our boys.
We love them.
Well, there you have it. It was an equal mix of Doggies and Swans supporters down here in Melbourne. The sun is just appearing behind the clouds. It's going to be a great day, whoever wins. Back to you in the studio, Pete.
Thank you, Josh. That was fantastic. And that feel from the street, it was quite emotional.
It was.
Made an old lady cry, Josh.
Yes, you mean, Josh.
No, it wasn't my fault.
Josh was pinching her, but aside from that.
Yeah. Is it quite palpable down there? I mean, there's a lot of colour, there's a lot of movement.
There
we're sort of stuck up here in our ivory tower.
Yeah, there is a lot of colour, and it's a lot of noise as well. It's just like buzzing excitement that you get on the ground sometimes.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.